Hi, Richard.
I called last Saturday on the 23rd.
Yes, sir.
And we discussed that I had been on my legs, they had been itching, and I had been using oregano and olive oil on them to stop the itching.
Yeah, I recall that. Thank you, sir.
For about 6 to 8 months without any problem, and then I ended up with having blisters with clear liquid.
Right,
and
I remember
you
that.
You said that I should probably use nanosilver and DMSO on
you got it, sir.
And I bought from Silver Biotics silver gel. It's nanosilver. It's infused hydrogel silver. And I bought a DMSO. You said to mix the DMSO 70% and 30% of the silver. I did that together, and they gelled up immediately. I then used that material on my legs.
Okay.
Within about 5 to 6 hours of that, I had blisters on both legs. And I ended up with maybe as many as 60.
Oh, my.
And they were from a quarter of an inch in diameter to about 3/4 of an inch in diameter.
Okay.
Some of them went back down after a while, and some of them broke. And the ones that broke, of course, they ended up with raw flesh underneath them.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, sir.
And most of that has, most of the raw flesh has healed up all right. But as of last evening, I continued to use the material on them. However, my legs itch quite seriously from my ankles to my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And the skin is begins to come off if I scratch it at all. There's dead skin there. I'm wondering what I should do. It is somewhat improved. I don't have I think that's killing whatever we were talking about, that it might be a viral infection. And I think the silver and the DMSO is killing the viral infection, but it's giving me problems.
Okay, sir. Well, then we have to take a break here. I'll be back with you after the break with some other thoughts, okay? Okay, let's turn down the music there and get back to Richard. And this is such a short segment.
Okay.
Hello, sir. It's such a short segment,
yes,
no commercial here. Okay, for one thing, please have in mind that if you ever have any doubts or you think you need some further help, please check with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who can see your legs in person. That's always a help.
And I have been considering, but I've been following what you had recommended first, and I had been considering going to your clinic up in Seattle, but...
Okay, sir. Well, just so you're considering that, it's always important to keep that in mind just in case.
Yeah,
all right, now, to follow up on this.
That was my next option, but...
Okay, well, you may have another one too then, sir.
I had been putting fresh aloe. I have a number of aloe plants here.
Good idea, sir. Very good idea.
And that soothes them somewhat.
Okay, now, since this is a short interval and there's other folks waiting, let me give you another couple of ideas. harmless ideas. If you go to a big box drugstore and ask the pharmacist there for a non-prescription item, where is it? You can find 1% hydrocortisone. It's also called cortisol. The two names are the same thing. But it's 1%, and it shouldn't have anything else in it. Now, that's a very low strength. It's identical to the cortisone that is made by our bodies. That's the other cool part. And nobody has ever encountered any side effects from the darn stuff, which is why it's available over the counter. You don't have to have a prescription. 1% cortisol. Now, cortisol is what our bodies make when they're stressed. And, yeah, this is a stress on your old legs, isn't it? And as we know, if we used artificial cortisones, my, it takes away the itching, but it suppresses the healing. We don't want that. So look for the 1% cortisol. You can use that. It'll probably help the healing, the itching be less. Second thing, at that same big box drugstore, because neither of these two things is sold in health food stores. Who knows why? You can find zinc oxide cream. Now, zinc really promotes healing. Really. I worked with a guy one time who used this on a leg ulcer that hadn't healed in 8 years. I'm not kidding you, sir. 8 years it hadn't healed. He'd had surgery on it. It kept coming back. And he just started applying zinc oxide cream to the darn thing, and it healed up in a couple of months. So zinc oxide, but you got to read the label carefully and make sure it doesn't have any other garbage in it. And the pharmacist can tell you if it has other artificial ingredients. It needs to be pure zinc oxide cream. So you use those alternately, and you don't use them all the time. But you rub in some zinc and just a light, light layer, and that soaks into the skin and helps it to heal. And then put on the 1% cortisol at a different time to quench the itching and continue doing what you're doing, and you might not have to come to Tahoma Clinic at all, sir.
Hey, that would be wonderful, but I thank you very, very much for just being here, and Happy New Year to you.
You too, sir. And thanks for calling back and telling us that you've made some progress anyway.